stuff, the Russians and oil, and turning over our trade secrets, and I've got a suggestion.
All right.
We are in the process of reviewing our oil import policy.
Yeah.
We're talking with the Canadians and the Venezuelans about it. And why shouldn't we send over some technicians to a low level at the Mexican embassy and say we'd like to talk with Mexico about eliminating this 35,000 barrel a day low gravity crude we're buying from Pemex.
Yeah.
We could explain this by saying this is exactly what we're doing with the Canadians and the Venezuelans, and we're under great pressure here at home. We don't really need it. Your balance payment situation is very good. This is kind of an exotic arrangement anyway. It was always understood to be temporary. And then let the technicians talk to the technicians along those lines. Then wait for them to come to us politically. And we will say, well, the technicians have said this. It's going to be hard for us in the way that take into account what Pemex has done to us in the last month to defend this in our own Congress. It will scare them to death. We'll probably end up by buying the 35,000, continuing to buy it, but we'll serve a warning on them that we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff.
I would do it, except I wouldn't continue to buy it. I'd make a reduction. I'd do both. I'd penalize them a little bit. I think that this country has reached a point where we've got to stand up and have a little guts, a little steel in our spine. If we don't, why are we going to turn it over to the Goldwaters, ultimately in the Congress or some other way? And I just damn tired of everybody else running our foreign policy except us. And I think we've got to see where our national interest lies and then pursue it. And we have got the idea that we've got to do every goddamn thing in the world, and I'm just not going to do it. And I'm going to, if De Gaulle wants to get out of the United Nations, all right. If he wants to get out of NATO, all right. He don't want to pay up, all right. All of those things are him. I'm going to smile at him and let him let the ball pass by. But be goddamned if I'm going to let him direct us, and I'm not going to let some Mexican down here tell us to go straight to hell, and that they're going to play with the Russians, and then you load them with sugar and every other damn thing. We either got the power or we haven't, and if we got it, I'm going to use it, period.
It's got to be a two-way street.
All right. Okay. That's a good idea, and I congratulate you, but put them to it today, and put it to them graciously and nicely. But just as smooth and smart as they are. But then when they come back, don't ever go above 20,000, and just cut them off 15 for the price and 20, maybe 25. But let's show our own people that we made a little progress anyway.
All right, fine. I think what really happened is here that
they want to hunt with the hare and run with the hounds, what they want to do.
I tell you, I think this was just plain bribery by the Russians of the head of Pemex. I know him pretty well. And I know the crowd he runs with. I doubt that López Mateos even knew about it. And Díaz Ordaz, as you know, was angry when he heard about it. But I think, nevertheless, we've got to show them that they can't get away with this kind of stuff. This is a price tag on this sort of thing. We'll start the machinery today, and we'll stay flexible and clear with you at the end.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Tom. What else is happening in the hemisphere? Are we on top of everything, and have we got all of our loans current, and all the actions that ought to be taken? And are you vulnerable to Schlesinger and company?
No, I'm in good shape over here. We've got a lot of problems in the hemisphere that I think when you get some time off, if you ever do, and you have 2 or 3 hours to sit down quietly and talk, I think we should take them up country by country and talk about trends and politics and economics and trade. I've already mentioned the secretary that I think the three of us should sit down sometime and bring you up to date.
Well, maybe you ought to do it. Maybe you ought to do it someday at the ranch when you all haven't got anything else to do, and we can get around and do it, give some thought to it next week or the week afterwards, get ready for it. Now, we're not going to have as much money out of the Congress this next year, are we, on your department as we have been?
Yes, sir, we will.
Oh, hell no. I've got to cut this budget. I can't add up to it. I've got education. I've got everything else. I'm not much of one of these foreign aid men as strong as y'all are. Y'all just quit pointing down a boot hole now. I don't see what we got out of what we poured into Mexico.
Well, I think that the problem is...
All these loans and everything else I looked at the other day that we got down there, and all of these things we've done, and then we ask them, by God, not to criticize us on the Bay of Pigs, and they say, screw you. After the president told me that he'd see it, they voted one way, they voted another.
Very well. You know what I did about that, too, don't
No.
You? After that happened, I held up a $90 million loan. Until we got a promise that this would never happen again and an apology. I never told you about that. But
well, we ought to held it up longer. I think we ought to play it a little bit tougher. We're just too damned anxious to give money away, and we're just playing too soft on all these things. And time's come now, and we're going to look after America for 4 years here, and we're willing to extend our generosity and our graciousness, but it's damn sure going to be 50-50. I'm not going to make it even 60-40. And if they want my sugar quota and they want these other things, they can't have Russians coming in and taking our plans of our oil exploration and carrying them to Russia. We're just not going to have them as a goddamn spy. And you clamp down on them, and let's see how much we're going to get by less on lines of progress this year, because
we've got Brazil and Chile, and we're going to have to try to make those two countries viable to get them on their own.
Well, let's get some private money or something else. Let's get some bank money. Let's just watch these appropriations now. I've got $98 billion, and I can't go over 100, and I've got $1.5 billion, $2 billion on taxes. So I've got a rugged edge there, and I've got to have some education in this country.
You gotta have
and I've got to save some on foreign aid, and I just don't know where it is, but you all just get ready, and you just tell all the rest of them that.
All right.
Goodbye.
Okay.